Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second, the center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third, the shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires to first and has Moses trapped. There's the throw to Boudreaux, who tags Moses for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Joost reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Joost moves to third. Moses moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Juice scores. Moses moves to third. Fain moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses scores. Fain moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Benton now pitching. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Chapman scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Vallow moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosar moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Early Win pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Mike Tresh now catching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Vallow reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallo scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Vallo bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to third. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Majeski scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fowler reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Joost bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Fowler moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3 Athletics. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Frank Papish. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallow. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 4 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.